At least 4 and perhaps as many as 7 bombs exploded late this evening in the Egyptian beach resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh in the Sinai Peninsula. At least 36 people are reported killed, at least 150 injured. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Cairo. And Peter, what can you tell us about the targets?
Melissa, from talking with police sources, medical workers, and witnesses, it appears that a series of car bombs exploded in Sharm el-Sheikh shortly after 1 a.m. local time. One hit in the old market area of the town. Another went off in front of the Razala Gardens Hotel in Nama Bay. That's a 4-star hotel in a cluster of hotels and restaurants there. The rest of the town is fairly well spread out along the beaches, but Nama Bay has a relatively high density of tourist attractions there and hotels. There were then at least 2 more blasts. We're still piecing together the damage and casualty figures.
And Peter, were these car bombs?
Witnesses are saying they were car bombs. We're still waiting for official confirmation, but it appears that way. It seems clear from multiple witness reports. It looks like the bomb at the old market area primarily killed Egyptians, while the other blasts included victims from European as well as Mideastern countries.
And we should say this, Sharm el-Sheikh is a very popular resort town. It attracts a lot of Europeans as well as Israelis.
Well, it does. In fact, being on the far southern tip of the Sinai, it attracts fewer Israelis than up north in Taba, where last year's bombing killed 34 people. Many of those were Israeli tourists. The preliminary guesses here from people on the scene is that this will be much more Egyptians, people from the Persian Gulf states, and Europeans.
And Peter, any claim of responsibility for these bombings?
Nothing yet. This is the 4th bomb attack targeting tourists in Egypt in the past 9 months. And it certainly is a slap a little bit against the Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who's fond of hosting gatherings there.
Peter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Cairo.